This is Elizabeth Babalola, nurse practitioner, dictating on date of service of 8/18/2023. Patient's last name is Hernandez. First name is Hector. Date of birth 11/30/1951. Patient is a 71-year-old male who presents for follow-up regarding lab review. He denies any acute symptoms at this time. Review of systems, H-E-E-N-T. E-N-T patient denies any nasal discharge. Denies any ear pain, no sore throat, no pain for swallowing. Eyes patient denies any blurred vision, no eye pain. Cardiac patient denies any chest pain or palpitations. Respiratory patient denies any chest pain. No, respiratory patient denies any shortness of breath or cough. GI patient denies any abdominal pain, no nausea, vomiting, no diarrhea. Skin patient denies any rash, no abrasion. Musculoskeletal patient denies any joint pains, no joint swelling. Physical exam, generally patient appears well-groomed, is alert and oriented with no acute distress. Vital signs, allergies, patient has no known drug allergies. Weight is 182.2 pounds, O2 saturation 98%, blood pressure 153/72, pulse is 67, respiration 18, temperature 98.1. Physical exam, H-E-E-N-T, P-E-R-L-A, E-O-M-I, tympanic membrane, polygrain, no erythema, oral mucosa, pink and moist, neck is supple, no stiffness, no adenopathy, heart S1, S2, audible, regular rate and rhythm, no murmur noted, lungs clear bilaterally, no wheezes, no crackles, no autopnea, abdomen is soft, bowel signs 4, active, no tenderness, no palpable masses. Extremities, patient moves all extremities voluntarily with no joint stiffness. Neuro patient is alert, oriented times 3, no deficit noted. Skin is warm and dry, no lesions, no abrasion, no erythema. Reflex is equal in all extremities, no deficit noted. Our labs review was done with patients and spouses' comprehension. It was noted that patient's hemoglobin A1C was increased from last visit, from last testing, which was from 11.1 to 13.3. Diet review and medication compliance discussed, and patient was told that next visit, if next lab remains high this way, patient will be placed on insulin therapy. Patient promised to continue to monitor diet and also comply with his medications. Diagnosis, type 2 diabetes uncontrolled, hypertension, and lab review. Next patient, last name is McAfee, M-C-A-F-E-E. First name is Ronnie, R-O-N-N-Y. Date of birth is 6/18/1967. Date of service, 8/18/2023. Patient is a 56-year-old male who presents for surgical clearance regarding left foot injury. This is a redo surgical procedure. He denies any acute symptoms. He has his left foot in a boot at this time. He already had his EKG at another medical facility. It was a recent EKG and also had his labs. According to his lab results, his platelets and PTINR were are not within normal range, so patients understand that he has to have his lab redrawn today. Review of systems, H-E-E-N-T, E-N-T, patient denies any nasal discharge, no air pain, no loss of hearing, denies any sore throat, no painful swallowing, eyes patient denies any blurred vision, no eye pain, cardiac patient denies any chest pain, no palpitations, respiratory patient denies any cough, no shortness of breath, GI patient denies any abdominal pain, no nausea, vomiting, no diarrhea, skin patient denies any rash, no aberration, musculoskeletal patients complain of left heel pain, and with difficulty in walking. Physical exam, generally patient is alert and oriented with no acute distress. Vital signs, allergies, patient has no known drug allergies. Weight, community patient 185 pounds, O2 saturation 97%, blood pressure 138 over 80, pulse is 93, respiration 18, temperature 98.1. Physical exam, HEENT, PERLA, EOMI, tympanic membrane, polygrain, erythema, oral mucosa, pink and moist, neck is supple, no stiffness, no adenopathy, heart S1, S2, audible, regular rate and rhythm, no murmur noted, lungs clear bilaterally, no wheezes, no crackles, no autopnea, abdomen is soft, bowel signs times 4, active, no tenderness, no palpable masses, extremities, patient moves all extremities voluntarily with no joint stiffness. Neuro patient is alert, oriented times 3, no deficit noted. Skin is warm and dry, no lesions, no abrasion, no erythema. Reflexes equal in all extremities, no deficit noted. I'll go back to extremities. Patient has point tenderness to left foot and with left heel. No edema noted or erythema. Patient high blood draw per surgical clearance protocol, basic metabolic panel, CBC, PTINR were redrawn today. Patient to follow up with his surgeon for further instructions. Diagnosis, surgical clearance, status post left foot injury, and left foot pain. Next patient, last name is Ruth, first name is Joseph. Date of birth is 3/9/1956. Date of service is 8/18/2023. Patient is a 67-year-old male who presents for surgical clearance regarding carpal tunnel syndrome of his left hand. He denies any acute distress. Review of systems, HEENT. ENT patient denies any nasal discharge. No ear pain, no loss of hearing. He denies any sore throat, no painful swallowing. Eyes patient denies any blood vision, no eye pain. Cardiac patient denies any chest pain, no palpitations. Respiratory patient denies any shortness of breath or cough. GI patient denies any nausea, no vomiting, no diarrhea. Skin patient denies any rash or abrasion. Musculoskeletal patient complains of intermittent pain over his left hand with difficulty in movement of his fingers. Physical exam, generally patient is alert and oriented with no acute distress. Vital signs, allergies, patient has no known drug allergies. Weight is 144.2 pounds. O2 saturation 96%. Blood pressure 141 over 83. Pulse is 98. Respiration 18. Temperature 98.3. Physical exam, HEENT, PER. LA, EOMI, tympanic membrane, polygray, no erythema, oral mucosa, pink and moist, neck is supple, no stiffness, no adenopathy, heart S1, S2, audible, regular rate and rhythm, no murmur noted, lungs clear bilaterally, no wheezes, no crackles, no autopnea, abdomen is soft, bowel substance 4, active, no tenderness, no palpable masses, extremities, patient moves all extremities voluntarily with no joint stiffness, neuro patient is alert, oriented times 3, no deficit noted. I go back to extremities, patient has point tenderness to the left hand, no evidence of edema or erythema noted. Patient has limited range of motion of his right fingers. Skin is warm and dry, no lesions, no abrasion, no erythema. Reflexes equal in all extremities, no deficit noted. Patient presented his lab result, which was within normal limits. EKG was done and it was within normal limits. Chest x-ray was also within normal limits. Patient to follow up with the surgeon for further instructions, diagnosis, surgical clearance, and carpal tunnel syndrome of the right hand and right hand pain.
Next patient, last name is
Fuentes. First name is Aldo. Patient is Fuentes Aldo. Date of birth is 8/14/2016. Date of service is 8/18/2023. Patient is a 5-year-old male who presents with mother. We complain of cough, congestion, runny nose, and throat discomfort. According to patient's record, mother has been going from doctors to doctors in the past 6 months, sometimes 3 times a month, receiving antibiotics and medication for allergies. This was revealed to mother about her behavior, and she was told that we would do a strep test to see if patient would need any antibiotics today. Review of systems, H-A-E-N-T. ENT patient complain of some nasal congestion, denies any complain of throat discomfort with no pain, denies any ear pain, no air discharge. Eyes patient denies any blood vision, no eye pain, no eye discharge, cardiac, no report of any chest pain or palpitations, respiratory, no report, complaint of cough and congestion, no shortness of breath reported, GI, no report of any abdominal pain, no nausea, vomiting, no diarrhea, skin, no report of any rash or abrasion, musculoskeletal, no report of any joint pain, no joint swelling. Physical exam, generally child appears well-groomed, she is alert and oriented with no acute distress. Vital signs, allergies, patient has no known drug allergies. Weight is 68.2 pounds, O2 saturation 99%, blood pressure 127 over 80, pulse is 104. Respiration 18, temperature 98.1. Physical exam, HEENT, PERLA, EOMI, nasal mucosa slightly erythematous and moist, oral mucosa pink and moist, pharyngeal, no pharyngeal erythema or postural lesions noted, neck is supple, no stiffness, no adenopathy, heart S1, S2, audible, regular rates and rhythm, no murmur noted, lungs clear bilaterally, no wheezes, no crackles, no orthopnea, abdomen is soft, bowel signs stands 4, active, no tenderness, no palpable masses, extremities, patient moves all extremities voluntarily, with no joint stiffness, neuro patient is alert, oriented times 3, no deficit noted, skin is warm and dry, no lesions, no abrasion, no erythema, reflex is equal in all extremities, no deficit noted. Strep was negative for strep screen. Diagnosis. Diagnosis, cough, seasonal allergies, and acute pharyngitis, non-strep related. Patient behavior has been identified as Munchausen by proxy syndrome. Patient's mother will continue to be monitored in regards to her behavior in terms of going to multiple medical offices and obtaining medical multiple prescriptions. Patient was cautioned this visit and she verbalized comprehension of observation noted. That patient was given prescription for dextromethorphan / guaifenesin syrup, 5 mL POTID-PRN, quantity 6 ounces, Zyrtec 5 mg tablets, 1 PO daily, quantity 30. Follow up as needed. Thank you.